嗨，大家好，欢迎大家收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。Joseph, 你觉得你是一个守时的人吗？ Do you think you're a punctual man?
I know I am.
Really?
I usually...
Quite sure?
I usually arrive early because if I'm on time, I feel nervous. I feel like on time is late.
对，今天本来跟他约的十点，结果他九点半就到了。守时呢，的确是一件挺重要的事情啊，可以看出来这个人是否诚实有信，是不是有责任感。但是呢，偶尔是会有那么一些时候 ，sometimes you're sick, or sometimes you're stuck in traffic, so that you're late for work or meeting.
Yeah, I think it's very important that you should tell the person that you need to meet.Why you are running late, and also it's very important that you tell them before you are late that you are running late.
Yeah, 对，其实提前告知一声也是非常重要的啊。所以呢，今天要和大家聊一聊这个迟到的时候应该要如何解释，如何说明。如果你想要查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信和微博搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
Usually, if you are running late or something bad has happened and you're late for a meeting or for meeting your friend or something, you know, the person could ask you, why are you running late this morning? Or what held you up this morning?
Or like, what happened? Right?
Oh yeah, what happened?
很多时候呢啊，比如说你和人家约见然后迟到了，或者说上班迟到了，那么你的老板或者上司可能会非常可怕的跑来质问你啊，比如他可能会讲 running late this morning， 这个语气就好像今天早上又迟到了这种，或者呢他可能会说 what held you up this morning。 Hold up 用中文意思来解释呢，就是耽搁，今天早上是什么事情耽误你了呢？
Or if you're always late, maybe you've been late for 3 times in the last week or6 times in 2 weeks,、the boss would probably ask you, you've been late for a long time. You know, is this going to be a problem?
Okay, 就是那种要非常质问的语气，就是说，哎，你这两周已经迟到三次了，还能不能行了，是吧？
Well, to me, you don't sound like a manager. If, when I had a job, my manager usually spoke English to me.
Okay, 那这个理由我也能接受，好吧？这个时候呢，那我们第一反应当然就是 sorry， 是吧 ？Sorry,、
I'm very sorry. Yeah,
I'm terribly
sorry.
对，为表真诚，你可以加一个副词，我真的很抱歉，真的。但是呢，再抱歉，领导也是不会买你账的。
Have a good reason, or you need to have a good excuse.
是的，你一定得说出一个理由来，是吧？为什么迟到？我觉得听的最多最多就是拿交通说事儿的。
Sometimes it's true, though.
我可能我还不太能体会，比如说sorry I'm late, traffic was unusually bad today. Unusually 就是今天真的是异常的堵啊。
And sometimes you think you'll be at work on time, and then you know you get very unlucky and
点儿背，为什么呢？
There's just every light hates you, and every light just stays red, or maybe there's an accident and you get stuck behind a car.
Okay, 那stuck 这个词呢，在这种情况下用的非常的多。我们常说 stuck in traffic 就是堵在路上了。那么有的时候呢，我们也可以讲 stuck at every light。注意一下这个介词啊，刚刚是 stuck in traffic， 这里是 stuck at every light。是不是就是说，每个红绿灯的地方都会碰上红灯，对不对
？You could also use the phrase got tied up, such as I got tied up in traffic on my way to work, or the traffic tied me up.I was unable to move.
这个 got tied up 大家也可以用到，和这个 stuck is 差不多。那前一阵子呢，长沙不是一连下了很久的暴雨吗？那段时间办公室的人都来得特别的晚，因为打不到车。如果说碰到这种情况呢，你就可以讲 It's really coming down outside and I had to wait forever for a taxi.
Yeah, and in this kind of sentence, when you say coming down because the rain falls from the sky, so it's coming down, really coming downwould mean coming down a lot, so heavy, heavy rain, and wait forever, because forever is a long time.
Yeah, 就是一种比较夸张的说法，真是等了好久，望眼欲穿，非常形象啊。
And of course, there are some other excuses. For example, one time I had to say, I'm sorry that I'm late, because I had to drop off my girlfriend at work, and it took longer than I thought it would.
然后你买账的吗？你们老板买账吗？
I don't think so, but...Usually people are really quiet whenever I give excuses to me.
我觉得这是一个新招啊，还挺好的，大家可以学起来。就是我不是没有预留时间，只不过呢，他花费了比我预计更多的时间。
Well, it does work, but I wouldn't say this too often.
对，是还挺有说服力的，但是呢，你也不能用得太频繁，对不对？而且如果说你单身没有男朋友女朋友，那就用点别的嘛。比如说 ，I had a dentist appointment this morning and it was longer than I expected. 就是今天早上我约了看牙医，但是呢，花了比预计更长的时间。
And sometimes you just don't feel so good when you wake up, so you know, it takes longer to get ready for work than usual.
那这个很简单，你就可以直接讲 I didn't feel well this morning.
Right, so maybe you could say didn't feel well when I woke up, so it took me a little bit longer to get ready or a little bit longer to get out the door than usual.
对，那就是因为不太舒服，所以呢起得晚了一点，或所以出门晚了一点。那其实讲良心话，对我来说，如果我上班迟到了，十有八九是因为睡过头了，就是没有听到闹钟响。
So you'll explain the truth.
No, of course not. 好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
Okay, well, the point of this was to say, you know, I believe it's really important to be punctual, and there is no reason that is good enough for being late.
Yes, so we better anticipate all problems ahead of time.
Exactly.
我觉得我们好正能量哦。
And that's it for now. We'll see you guys around.
Bye-bye. See ya.